Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhadi Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhadi Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tida Vanachadi Jamuna Tida Vanachadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhadi Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Munatira Vanachadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi Jai Om Vishnupad Punaman Supri Prajika Charja Shtotar Sri Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Samsthapaka Charja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Sham Kun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Navadip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamana Mai Ki Jai तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gauru Premanande. Hare Krishna. That door is open or closed? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:33-39. Vikriditam Vraja Vadhubhir Idam Cha Vishnoho Shraddhanvito Anushrinuyad Ata Varnayed Yaha Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam Hridrogam Ashu Apahinoti Achirena Tiraha Vikriditam Vrajavadhu Bhiridam Chavishno Shraddhanvito Nushanuyadata Varnayedyaha Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam Hridrogam Ashvapahinoti Hridrogam ashvapahinotya chirena dhiraha Hridrogam ashvapahinotya achirena dhiraha Vikriditam vrajavadhu biridam chavishno Shraddhan vito nushinuyad atavarna yejaha Bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam Hridrogam ashvapahinotya chirena dhiraha Vikriditam vrajavadhu bhiridam Bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam Hridrogam ashvapahinotya chirena dhiraha Vikriditam Vipiranandha Tashna. Shadhan Vito Nushinu Yada Tavana Yedyaha. Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Patilabhya Kamam. Hridroga Mashva Pahinocha Chirena Tidaha. Ladies, okay. Vikriditam Rajabhadhu Biridam Chavishno. Shradhan Vito Nashunuyad Atavarna Yedyaha. Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Patilabhya Kamam. Hridrogam Ashvapahinocha Chirena Tidaha. Ladies. Vikriditam Rajabhadhu Biridam Chavishno. Hridroga Mashva Pahinocha Chirena Tidaha. Vikriditam Rajabhadhu Biridam Chavishno. Kartan Vito Nashunuyad Atavarna Yedyaha. Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Patilabhya Kamam. Hridrogam Ashvapahinocha Chirena Tidaha. Vikriditam. The sporting. Rajabhadhupihi. With the young women of Vrindavan. Idam. This. Cha and Vishnoho by Lord Vishnu. Shraddha Anvitaha faithfully. Anushrinuyat hears. Ata or Varnayet describes. Yaha who. Bhaktim, devotional service. Param, transcendental. Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pratilabhya, obtaining. Kamam, material lust. Hrit, in the heart. Rogam, the disease. Ashu, quickly. Apahanoti, he drives away. Achirena, without delay. Tidaha, sober. Anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus, he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. Purport. The extraordinary power of Lord Krishna's conjugal pastimes is clearly revealed here. Qualitatively, the Lord's spiritual loving pastimes are the diametric opposite of material lusty affairs. So much so that simply by hearing about the Lord's pastimes, a devotee conquers sex desire. by reading pornographic literature or hearing about material romance, we certainly do not conquer sex desire, but rather increase our lust. But hearing or reading about the Lord's conjugal affairs has exactly the opposite effect, because they are of the opposite nature, being purely spiritual. Therefore, it is by the causeless mercy of Lord Krishna that he exhibits his Rasa-lila within this world. If we become attached to this narration, we will experience the bliss of spiritual love and thus reject the perverted reflection of that love, which is called lust. As nicely put by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, param drishtva nivartate, once having directly experienced the Supreme, one will not return to material pleasures. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurn Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Bande Hang Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalang Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrashatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamstra He Krishna Kurana Sindho Dinabanto Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kulpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Pyevacha Patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Vikriditam prajabadhubhir idam ca vishnoho shraddhanvito nushinuyadata varniyedyaha bhaktim param bhagavati pati labhya kamam hridrogam ashvapahinotya chirena tidaha. This is the final verse of the last of the Rasa-lila chapters. Lord Krishna played on his flute and attracted the young gopis of Vrindavan to come dance with him in the Vrindavan forest. He expanded himself into as many forms as there were girls to dance with, and they enjoyed their pastime of dancing in Vrindavan. The clear direction of this verse is that by constantly chanting and hearing about these topics, one's heart becomes purified. Hridrogam ashu, very quickly, one is freed from hridrogam. Rog means disease, and hrid means the heart. The
heart disease is the desire to enjoy this material world, and especially sex desire. Kama esha krodha esha rajaguna samudbhavaha mahashano mahapapma vidhyenam ihavairina. Lord Krishna says this is the great enemy of the conditioned soul, the calm material desire, rajaguna samudbhava, born of the mode of passion. Elsewhere the Lord says that the indriyani mano buddhir asyadhisthanam uchate, tayor, not tayor, something vimohoyatyesha kama mashritya dehina. Let's see. Etaya vimohoyatyesha. This heart disease, there's American Heart Association and all these organizations for fighting the great enemy of public health, heart disease. I have to speak more into the mic. Okay. You know why that is? It's because ISKCON always buys unidirectional mics, which are exactly the wrong kind of microphone for this purpose. The kind of microphone that is meant for this purpose is like a cardioid mic or a mic that picks up from different directions. But they always buy a unidirectional microphone, which you have to speak directly into. Anyway, anyone who happens to be in the microphone buying service can take note. Wrong mic for the purpose. But thank you, I'll speak into the darn thing. Indriyani mano buddhir syadhisthanam uchate. So that's a superficial heart disease, but the real heart disease, which is the cause of not only death, but death and rebirth, is kaam. Material lust. Indriyani mano buddhir syadhisthanam uchate. Lord Krishna describes that this enemy has taken up strategic positions within us. Indriyani, it infests the senses. Mano, it takes hold and infiltrates the mind. Buddhi, it contaminates the intelligence. Asyadhisthana muchate, it's taken up positions in all of these places. Etaira, and through those, vimohayatyesha, it thoroughly bewilders the conditioned souls. Kamamashritudehina. It means that the very intelligence and mind and senses that we depend upon cannot be depended upon. Just like a kingdom where you can't trust your ministers, you can't trust your army, you can't trust your guns. So we use our and depend on our intelligence, our mind, our senses, but they're all infiltrated by the enemy in the form of kaam. Tasmat tvam indriyanya do niyamya bharatarshava. Papmanam prajahi yenam gyanavigyana nashana. Therefore, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, from the very beginning, one should curb down, cut down this enemy, which is jnana-vijnana-nashanam, the destroyer of knowledge and practical application of knowledge. Jnanam avritid, what is that? Avritam Ganametena Gyanino Nityavairina Kamarupena Kontiya Dushpurena Nalena Cha. The living entity is described as Gyanina, full of knowledge, but Gyanam Avritya, his knowledge is covered. Avritam Ganametena, by lust, which Dushpur is never satisfied, and Ananena, which is which burns the heart. So, this is the disease. And Shukadeva Goswami says that very quickly, Ashu, one can be freed from this disease by hearing about this Rasdila. Achirena, Ashu and Achirena. Not in a long time, but very quickly, this lust is driven away. That means that Krishna's pastimes are of a different nature than the activities of this world. In this world, if we hear about the activities of young boys and young girls, then the disease of lust increases. But, or any topic, you hear about war topics, you hear about anything, it just drags the mind deeper into material energy. But when Krishna is there, pavitram paramam bhavan, Krishna is the supreme pure, so apapavidam, asnaviram shuddham apapavidam, the opposite effect. The heart becomes purified, the mind becomes purified, senses become purified. Because Krishna is completely pure. Pavitra. Then one might say, then this should be our business. We should simply focus on this and constantly hear about the Rasleela and Krishna's sweet pastimes with the gopis. And that will solve our eternal problem. That will kill the eternal enemy. That's the indication of this verse. Then why aren't we doing that? We're not doing that because our acharyas have advised us against it. When Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan in his last days, he had a dream in which a Ramanuja Kaviraj was preparing Makaradwaj, an Ayurvedic medicine. And Prabhupada had the idea that if we can find this Kaviraj that appeared in my dream, and he can make that makra, then there may be some, that may be good treatment that may help in this condition. So the devotees went out and found such a Kaviraj. Damodar Prasad Shastri was his name. And he came to Vrindavan, leaving other things aside, and treated Srila Prabhupada very, you can almost say miraculously, very expertly. That's more like it. Very expertly. But about Makaradwaj, he said, we can't give Prabhupada Makaradwaj now. Makaradwaj is one of those medicines that appears in Ayurveda with pages and pages and pages chanting its glories. Makaradwaj will do this, Makaradwaj will do that, Makaradwaj will cure this, Makaradwaj will cure that. It has this excellent property, it has that excellent property. You just go on reading the glories of Makaradwaj. But the Kaviraj said that if we give it, and it's like nectar and all of that, Prabhupada said if we, Kaviraj said to Prabhupada, if we give you this now, it will act like poison. It will act like poison. Because it has those properties, but Prabhupada, you don't have the strength. So first we have to build up your strength, then we can give Makaradvash. That means that this medicine is to be taken under the direction of the qualified expert physician. Not that we just go into the Ayurvedic shop or look in Charak Sangita and find out what's the most powerful medicine and say, that's it. But under expert direction, it will have those wonderful effects. Otherwise, it may act just in the opposite way. Lovely. Just in the opposite way. Loosen it first. I'll make it tighter than it was. All your strength. Thank you. So here it said, Anu Shrinuyad. One should hear. Anu can mean constantly, and Anu also means by following. Not independently hearing, but Anu Shrinuyad, by following. Then one gets the right result. So following whom? There are so many Bhagavat reciters, but one has to follow the authorized acharya. Then one can understand and benefit from these topics. Otherwise, if we hear from other men, there'll be a different result. The professional reciters specialize in these Ras Panchodhyay, five chapters concerning Ras Lila. I was just in Vrindavan and I was seeing so many posters advertising discourses on Ras Panchodhyay. So why are they speaking on these five chapters? Is it because they know that this is what will most purify the hearts of the audience? No. It's because they know that this is what will most attract the audience. Why will they be attracted? Because it appears like the activities of men and women, boys and girls of this world. And therefore, even though it's Krishna, their consciousness will not, they will not get the right idea. Especially when the speaker is not qualified to present the subject matter properly. And therefore, instead of becoming purified, as Srila Prabhupada said, they become putrefied. Just the opposite. These are the most purifying topics and the most relishable topics. But if we hear them without proper direction, or if we hear them in our own way, not following the direction of the acharya, then Maya will catch us. How is that? That we'll think that Krishna's something like me, and the Brajavadhu, the young girls of Vrindavan, they're something like my girlfriend or my wife. And the mind will work in such a way as to compare our activities with their activities. And our minds will be directed in the wrong way. That's the problem. Positively, because it does appear something like the activities of this world, we are attracted, and in this way we're attracted to Krishna, and the desired effect is achieved. But if it's not done under proper direction, in the proper way, the wrong effect. Atmendriya priti vancha tare bale kam. Krishnendriya priti vancha dhare premna. The lust and love are appear to be the same. The same dancing, the same embracing. But they're entirely different. The dancing and other such activities in this material world are all for sense gratification. And they're all performed in terms of the material energy and the material body. I'm not this body, but I'm identifying with the senses of this body and thinking that gratifying those senses will satisfy me. This is called Maya, because first of all, the senses are not me, and therefore gratifying them doesn't gratify me. Second of all, Dushpurena, the senses are never satisfied, so the project is doomed to failure. It's all based on something that we're not. And it's all based on the illusion that I can enjoy, when in fact, my position is that I'm not the enjoyer, I'm the servant of the enjoyer. So the whole thing is on the platform of illusion and therefore contamination and degradation. Whereas Krishna, he is that body. Our slogan is, you're not this body, but for Krishna, you are that body. And the gopis also are those bodies. There's no difference between body and soul for Krishna and his direct associates. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti na ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavata vista biryeva nijarupataya kalabi. The gopis are not just friends of Krishna. They're Krishna's energy directly. They're all expansions of his internal potency. They're pratibha. Pratibha means they're like reflections of Krishna's own self. My girlfriend is not an extension of my energy. She's something that I've picked up, supplied by the material energy. But Krishna's associates are expansions of his internal potency. They may appear like cowherd girls, they may appear like this or like that, but they're actually Krishna's own spiritual energy. And therefore the dealings of Krishna with the gopis or with his other Vrindavan associates are exchanges between the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his own internal energy. Therefore they're completely pure, they're eternal, and they're on the platform of prema, because there's no question of sense gratification. The gopis are not conditioned souls with the diseased aspiration to gratify their senses. The diseased compelling urge to gratify the senses. They're Krishna's own energy, and they're dedicated to pleasing Krishna. That's their only interest. That's their only interest. Therefore, Dari Premna, Kaviraj Goswami says, therefore, it's of an entirely different character. Just as iron and gold may be both metals, but the value is entirely different. The value is entirely different. You could say metal is metal. They're both metal. They're both the same. But iron and gold, your wife or girlfriend is not going to be delighted because you bought her iron earrings. Because the value is not the same, but if it's gold, oh, how nice. In the treasuries of the world, to some extent, they're still stocking gold, not iron. Precious metals. Iron is not a precious metal. It's a useful metal, but it's not precious. So the lust and love may appear to be the same to the untrained observer. He looks and says, well, metal's metal. But the person who knows the science, anyone who knows anything about metallurgy knows iron and gold are completely different. And similarly, lust and love are completely different. So the activities of Krishna with his internal associates are all on the platform of confidential exchanges between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his internal spiritual energy. And they're to be heard about, Srila Prabhupada has directed us, very carefully. Someplace he uses the word that rarely we shall speak about these things. Not, this is our rice dal and chapatis. But very carefully, these things will be discussed. Prabhupada said, when I write about Krishna's life, I can't avoid these topics. They must be presented. But not that this becomes our focus, that we'll immediately gravitate, immediately focus on these topics because this is the essence, this is the sweet thing, while at the same time remaining attached to material sense gratification. It's not that we can relish Rasleela and explain Rasleela and at the same time be chasing after someone else's wife. Therefore, the word here, dhira, dhirastatra namuyati. Very soberly, we have to approach these topics, following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, and at the same time, not neglecting the other topics of Krishna, not neglecting Krishna's activities in Dwarka, Krishna's activities in Mathura, Krishna's activities in Hastinapur, Krishna's activities at Kurukshetra, where he's speaking to Arjuna. These topics we can discuss endlessly and publicly. But the topics of Krishna's Rasleela are confidential topics to be dealt with very carefully. Prabhupada said, if by hearing these topics, your material desire increases,
he said, stop it.
I just happened to hear the lecture yesterday. He said, if by hearing these topics, your material desire increases, stop it. But for those who are qualified, these topics will be appreciated. Even the unqualified will be attracted, but Prabhupada presents the topics in such a way that Krishna is speaking to the gopis, my dear gopis, as I say in Bhagavad Gita, so that the right understanding can be conveyed. Hare Krishna. Any questions? There's a second microphone, right? Which is not in my control. So wherever it's going. Quickly.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for this very sincere, very perfect, nice way. But some questions. Yes, Krishna's power can purify anything. But gopis, as you described, they are Krishna's internal energy. But the Bhagavatam says the gopis approach Krishna out of lust. Then they purified. So how can Krishna's energy, own internal energy, can be approached Krishna by lust?
Prabhupada explains that this lust is not that lust. Just like Yashoda Mayi, she's feeling the mood of a mother. But that even that motherhood is not the motherhood of this material world. Prabhupada explains in Nectar Devotion that the lust of the gopis is an eagerness to serve Krishna. The lust of this material world is the eagerness to serve ourselves. Therefore, one has to be careful not to confuse the two. Not to confuse the two. Yeah, behind you. Behind you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj says that happiness in the mode of passion is like nectar in the beginning and poison at the end. So the conditioned soul may think, well, I'll just enjoy the nectar now and worry about the poison later. I was wondering if you could comment on that.
Well, that's the whole material project. The poison may not come. It's not poison. Maya means just present the immediate benefit. Just the immediate benefit is there. And that's passion. When passion takes over, you don't think about the consequences. Just there's some American senator, this is going back 10 years or more, who was very from a conservative state, and he was an old man. And he was found in a relationship with a striptease dancer to whom he was addicted. And that was the end of his career, of course. Maybe his marriage too, but certainly his career. So, you know, what was he thinking? For the sense gratification is the same. His wife had the same equipment that the girlfriend had. Sex is sex. And first of all, I have to pay. And then I have to pay seriously because my whole respectable position will be compromised. But that's intelligence. And the nature of passion is that intelligence goes out the window. And there are so many examples that could be cited. How people, pramatta kurute vikarma, out of they act madly. The expression is even there, madly in love. Some wit commented that love is like an hourglass, with the heart filling in proportion as the head empties. So no intelligent person would, even Krishna says, Nateshu Ramate Buddha, no intelligent person would take pleasure in samsparsha jabhoga, in sense gratification. But Maya, by the power of passion, persuades us, yes, come on, enjoy. So that's the whole material project. And it's not, and then we read about Krishna and we think it's the same thing. Prabhupada said, you'll say 100 times, this is not this, this is not this, this is not this, and still they'll think, this is this. Thank you. Wherever the microphone goes. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, so then how we can make this agitated mind by these material objects peaceful?
How do you?
How we can make our mind peaceful?
How do you make the mind peaceful?
Yeah,
chant Hare Krishna.
Then
Kirtaniya Siddhar. That's what Prabhupada gave us. He didn't say spend day and night, you know, pretending to be Ramananda Roy or Mahaprabhu, talking about Krishna and the gopis. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna. So, what's the way for us to be free from lust?
What's the way for us to be freed from lust? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kirtaniya Sada, Hare.
So, I have experienced that it doesn't work that nicely.
Then you'll have experience that nothing else will work either. Anecho shodhi maya na shibara lagi, harinam maha mantra lao tumi magi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I've brought the medicine from Goloka Vrindavan, which will destroy maya. Harinam maha mantra lao tumi magi. Just, this is it. Harinam, just take it. If it's not working, it means we're committing 10 kinds of offenses while chanting Hare Krishna. But then what do you do about that? Go on chanting Hare Krishna. It will work. You know, there's a hot water heater in the room where I'm staying. And you turn it on and it doesn't work. You just get cold water. But if you give it a little time, then it works. So don't give up.
Yes. Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for your class. You were talking about how the gopis, when they're in the Rasa Leela, they're just thinking about how to give pleasure to Krishna.
Hmm.
So Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Is he thinking more about his enjoyment, or is he also thinking more, about
how
to give
pleasure? No, he's thinking how to give enjoyment to the gopis. That's Yayatamam prapajyante tam stataya bhajamya. The enjoyer is also thinking how to give enjoyment. Not that Krishna is just take, 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 take. Okay, that's the 9 o'clock bell. Thank you. Or 8 o'clock bell as it is today. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hardly any, because they switched the times on me today. So I'm an hour late on whatever.